Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Be brave. Isaiah 41, the first part of verse 10. Fear not, for I am with you. What encouraging words those are for each and every one of us who are the followers of Jesus Christ. The bravery comes not because of who we are, but who is with us. I recall hearing the story of a young boy who was rather small for his age. And in his first few days of a new school, he was the object of bullying by larger classmates. They seemed to push and shove and berate and put down this young man until after school, when they went into the school entrance, and there standing was a man that was so tall it seemed as though he blocked the sun. And he looked at the young boy and said, "How are you, bro? I just came to meet you." And the little boy said, "Hi, brother. I'm glad to see you, too." All of a sudden, those classmates that had been so bullying all day became the closest friend to that little boy. Why? It wasn't what the boy possessed, it wasn't his strength, it was who he belonged to. He was part of the family of a giant, of a man. And suddenly, that little boy could be brave, not because of what he possessed, but because of who he possessed. You know, our strength doesn't come from what we are, but who is with us. We do not need to fear the things of this world. There are many obstacles that we face. They may be obstacles of health or physical condition or age or the vicissitudes of life, the loss of a job, the loss of a mate, the loss of friends, the loss of family, the loss of reputation. Any loss that we may encounter, we can hold our head up and say, we might have lost so much, but we have Jesus, and that's worth it all. I personally have gone through so many losses in life, and as I look back, I can find joy in knowing that I was never alone. The Lord was always with me. He always sustained me. He always helped me. And from that experience, I know that He always will be with me. He always will sustain me. I have no idea what the physical vicissitudes of life might be that I'm going to be facing, but I know that I'm never going to be alone. He's going to be right there beside me. And whether I live or whether He takes me home to be with Him, it really doesn't matter. I want to be strong for the Lord. I want to be brave for the Lord. I want to be counted as the Lord's child, worthy to bear the name Christian, worthy to suffer if need be for the sake of Christ. And I don't want to be afraid. I want to be counted as one who is faithful. Heavenly Father, in these days when it seems as though to stand for the right and stand for Christianity and stand for Christ and stand for holiness and stand for right living makes us a little bit odd in the eyes of many people. And yet we know from experience that when those individuals who have been so critical, have been so judgmental, have been so mocking, come to a difficult time in their life, they are the very ones that seek us out and ask us for prayer and encouragement. They know that they can come to someone who can be counted upon. The mockers who are their friends are not the ones they will call upon in their time of need. And Lord, we don't follow because of what people think of us. We follow you because that is what you have called us to do. Might we be brave for you in everything that we do and all that we say. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
Thank you for listening to Pastor Cecil's devotional today. If you wish to subscribe to his daily devotional emails, or read his devotional online, or hear him read the scripture for the day, please go to dailydevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.